The video game review. The video game review. Ha ha. The video game review. Yeah. The video game review. What what? The video game review. Ha. The video game review. What what what? The video game review. The video game review.
Come on, people, now.
Video game review. Don't be hating. The video game review. That's what I have said. The video game review. Keep it real. The video game review.
All right, thank you so much, Rick Tittle, back with you, and I'm back in the saddle again. Oh, we got a brand new show tonight on the Video Game Review, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network and SB Nation Radio, wherever you're listening in this great land of ours or okay foreign lands. It is time to talk video games now. Sports Byline and also SB Nation, we normally talk sports 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So actually those networks are technically 6 days and 23 hours a week of sports. So this is the 1 hour the whole week where it's just video games. It's not just sports video games. It's all video games. I've been doing this show now some 15 years. I'm a gamer like you. I don't make the games. I don't promote them. I don't design them. I just know what I like and what I don't like. And I want to hear from you as well. It is a collaborative effort. You are my unpaid correspondents, so please feel free to get in at the toll-free line as you see fit throughout the next hour at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. That'll get you in and get you heard. We have a full week of more holiday shopping before they hit the week after that. So we'll let you know what's good, what's bad, what's ugly. But as I said, we all have, you know, different tastes, different cup of tea, darling. So tell me what you like, and I'll tell you what I like as well in the world of video games. Coming to you from downtown San Francisco, also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Big shout out to the troops listening on AFN. Just got back this morning from Philadelphia. I had the opportunity this weekend before last, to attend the Army-Navy game and did my show from Radio Row. Roger Staubach, some other greats. Pete Dawkins as well, Heisman Trophy winners from Navy and Army respectively. So a big shout out to the men and women listening on Armed Forces Radio Network, or we should say American Forces Radio Network. Also on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app. Those are Apple applications for receiving all the programming here as well, plus CRN Digital, plus two, the cable radio network. Channel Tune, your cable provider. We stream through sportsbyline.com and sbnationlive.com. Any emails, and send those along for the cheat codes at the end of the show. Send those requests to Rick at sportsbyline.com. No guests, just you and me, an hour of video game talk. Coming up next, right here on the Video Game Review.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. A little F-Zero cover back in the Super Nintendo days. Remember the Mode 7 on the Super Nintendo when that came out? Was that 1991? Mode 7 was a way of making 3D, and it was just really taking some pixels and then zooming them in and enlarging. It was a huge thing that worked great in Pilot Wings, F-Zero, some of those other games. Rick Tittle back with you here, downtown San Francisco. The Video Game Review coming up at 40 after. I'll give away a brand new game as I always do. Also away a cheat code for an older game. That's at the end of the show. Send your requests, rick@sportsbyline.com. Also right around, I don't know, 45, 48, 50, somewhere in there. I'll let you know what the new game's coming out this week as well. But this game is about y'all's and your calls. Again, the queue will talk to you. And that is at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. What have you been playing this weekend? What has been captivating, is that a word, Don King? What has been captivating you? For me, it would be Super Smash Brothers and Ultimate on the Switch. And the thing to me that is most impressive about this game, and, I mean, you can think about 74 fighters, depending on how you want to count them, 108 stages, just short of 1,300 spirit characters to collect. And if you want to do a speed run through the campaign, it would still take you a full 24 hours. That's on a speed run. And I want to talk about that to begin the show. And that is the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate Adventure Mode, World of Light. And World of Light is players slowly uncovering a map filled with spirits and corrupted fighters. You solve mini games along the way. There's a skill tree, some puzzles to solve, and then hundreds of spirit battles. It's a lot to take in initially, but if you're looking for something that will just be about as addictive as it's going to get, it would be this World of Light. I remember the original World of Warcraft when it was just called Warcraft before the MMORPG mode came out. And this was, I don't know, like 1995, I want to say. It was CD-ROM. And they had the fog of war and things would be revealed. It's kind of like that a little bit. But if you want to look at how you unlock fighters in World of Light, you'll only have access actually to Kirby at first. And then you unlock more characters and you'll need to find them on the map. And they're everywhere. And to list them is, I wouldn't have enough time in this show. But like Bowser, Castle Dungeon to the north, Diddy Kong, Jungle Japes Zone, Duck Hunt is in the Poison Woods. Mega Man, that's my boy. That's the Metal Gear base south of the Toadstool platforms. Pac-Man is in there at the Marth's Path. It goes on and on. Zero Suit Samus, little Metroid there. Samus Aran is in the volcano. But how many other games can you have this type of situation where, you know, a 19-year-old franchise and you've got Mario fighting Falcon, fighting Ness, fighting Peach and Pikachu and Ryu and Sheik and Solid Snake. It's a pretty amazing thing. And the way the ultimate World of Light barriers go, you go through the main gate, and there are three switches that you need to hit in order to open the main gate in the Temple of Light Zone. And I don't feel like I'm spoiling it when I say they're everywhere except west, between northeast and south. You pilot the Wild Goose. That's a vehicle from F-Zero. You're going to need Pico to access that. You get to the boulders. You need a Bomberman Spirit, the wooden bridge. Board and cord and barst are needed. You got to rebuild it. The boat, you need Cap'n Spirit for that. The school bus, Cap'n can be used to drive the school bus. It goes on the computer. Hal Emmerich is needed to hack in the computer. And then even those mushroom platforms I was talking about, that's the Kamek Spirit, is needed to raise those mushroom platforms in the mushroom forest. So this World of Light can ramp up pretty quickly in the difficulty. And if you find yourself kind of struggling, you can go to the options menu and change the difficulty. You can do this anytime you're on the map, but be aware that, of course, the easier you get, the fewer rewards are you going to get. Now, the skill tree, as I mentioned, that's when you get to some of those RPG elements and you earn these spirit cores. You spend them in the skill tree, which applies to any fighter you're using. Attack, defense, speed upgrades, effects on and off, toggle them. And the more you play, the higher difficulty will grant more spirits as you go. There's a few guide hubs that you can find. There are some wikis. There are ways that people are already telling you the fastest way to unlock characters. For every single fighter in the game, there are different move sets, alternate costumes, and all sorts of things. Now, a lot of times when these games get hyped up, they can be a little bit of a disappointment. There's no doubt that they can be a little bit of a, I guess it's okay. Especially in a game like this, which we've had so many titles, and you look at the fighting and you think, okay, this is sort of just mindless slashing, and it's not. It's funny because I was never a huge, huge Smash Brothers fan. I liked it. But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, I have to have it, and I'm going to pitch a tent outside of a video game store to have it. But the fact that the fighters don't have health bars gives Super Smash Brothers a rare, I think, accessibility that keeps the skill cap from feeling kind of intimidating. Instead of wearing an opponent's life down, you're increasing their percentage. The higher it goes, the easier they are to smash away with a strong attack and then knock them off the map entirely. Of course, you get a knockout. So it still might be scary to be at a high percentage, but the system avoids that depressive feeling of any little hit and I'm dead, so this is pointless. That sort of traditional fighting games that you see when your health drops to a sliver. And so with Super Smash Brothers, you sort of feel like you always have a chance. And that type of accessibility is important because it's not just the technical nuances, you know, your dodge, grab, all the things, the timing that goes into it. But you can get a fast, tiny little character like Pikachu, and that's, of course, going to feel completely different from a big hard-hitting character like Bowser. But if you learn the subtleties and you play as both, they can just be as effective than the other when it comes to speed and power. So I think the key elements of Super Smash Bros. Games over the years are all alive and well. All that stuff is still there. The framework and the DNA. Even the one I think a lot of people say that reminds them of what they were playing on the Wii U at the time. But this isn't like some sort of port of like a deluxe edition from the Wii U. This is a completely new game with, and like I said, the campaign is outstanding. We'll talk more about it on the other side as well. Also a new video game movie that you may or may not like, which is going to be coming out. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll talk more about it on the other side on the Video Game Review.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am your host, Rick Tittle. It's great to have you with us, video game lovers. Life would only be half as good without video games. I firmly believe that. That is not unjust. Anything I'm doing I mean, I'm not saying there aren't other things in life to enjoy. I hope you have other things in life to enjoy. It's not just video games. But a lot of times I would rather be playing video games. Let's just say more times than not, I probably would rather be playing video games. All right, a few more things to say about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Now that I got on the Switch, and now that I'm playing it. And it's funny because I'm playing, like, on the Switch. I take it off the mount. You know, like, if I'm in bed, I'm not playing it on the big TV. So I take it out of the mount, but then I'm still playing with, like, a controller. Like, 6 inches away. Hey, bless modern technology. But in the one-on-one fights, when only two fighters remain, there's a seriously epic freeze-frame zoom effect when you land a hit that will almost certainly result in a knockout. And it just makes it so much more satisfying. A lot of the final smash attacks have been made easier to handle as well. Some of the more inconsistent ones, like you might think like Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, they've been more reliable than before. The final smashes, that's when you lock the enemy into an animation for guaranteed damage. They're a little more common, I think, and that sort of makes them feel like less of an imbalance when playing with smash balls on, which are really hard to catch now, to tell you the truth. But the introduction of the optional final smash meter that slowly charges up for a weaker version of the move and offers kind of a completely new way to put those into finishing into a match. But the good thing is you don't have to play Super Smash Bros. Like anybody else. You just play it the way you want to play it with every single different character. And Ultimate has made it significantly easier to adjust the rules the way you want. You can customize your rule sets to save and reselect whenever you want. You could have a default preference for using the Final Smash meter with no items or stage hazards. You could have one where the items are only Pokeballs, as many as you want. And then saving those rule sets is great because you don't have to keep making the same big changes over and over again when the mood strikes you different ways. I mean, it does make slightly tweaking rule sets on the fly. If you say, oh, I want to add an extra life or two in this round, maybe that'd be more cumbersome. But that's, I think, a good option. And then a new rule option called Stage Morph is also a very cool addition. It lets you pick two maps in the stage select and then how long into a match the level will transform from one stage to the other. And it's a really cool way to experience one of the maps. Now, how many maps are on there? Let me see. 10, 20, 50, 108. And that is a fantastic way to experience some of those maps that you would not get to ever experience. Or you just don't have the patience to go all the way through them. And so that's why you want to make sure that, you know, if you know what the next map is coming and you know you're going to fall off a cliff, you might want to be ready for that as well. But the level select UI itself might not be the most ideal. It's literally just a giant grid of these barely discernible pictures of each stage, and it's sort of organized by the date of their debut in a Super Smash Bros. Game, or just any Smash Bros. Game. And you can scroll through that way. They're not all great, but most, I think, are great, general terms. That's not every single level that has been in a Smash Bros., and that's fine, like the character list. But it feels pretty comprehensive. You could say it might be a bit of a bummer that only four of them are brand new, but the previous 3DS-only levels like Tortimer Island, Paper Mario, those are very fresh additions on the Switch version as well. Some of the classic levels have been touched up. They look very good, particularly Foreside and Corneria, which is from Super Smash Bros. Melee. And, you know, there's always, I don't want to say a lame level, I don't know about, I mean, you could look at some stages like Pac-Land or the Great Cave Offensive and, you know, the Omega and Battlefield variations. Maybe that's not the best, but, I mean, there are things that will offset it. A lot of cool new items. Beast Ball, the Rage Blaster has been added. And then you still have ones like Boss Galaga, Gust Bellows, the Beetle. They're still there as well. But the way you choose your fighter, and I'm glad that Nintendo took this look at it, because having every character ever, good or bad, return was very ambitious, but I think it was an excellent decision, because the roster is absolutely incredible. It's just an absolute treasure chest of attitudes, games, play styles. The decision to classify certain characters as Echo Fighters instead of full new characters, maybe you could say, is a long time coming, and you can make glorified reskins like Daisy and Dark Pit feel like they're maybe stealing a roster spot from somebody else. But then you get six entirely new non-Echo Challengers joining the fight. Six more coming in DLC. Apparently, Piranha Plant's going to be free until January 31st, and then it will become paid DLC like the next five. Standouts, probably Simon Belmont from Castlevania, and his Echo, Richter Belmont as well. King K. Rool from Donkey Kong. By the way, Simon's abilities feel extremely true to him. Throwing the axes, the boomerangs, and then the exploding vials of holy water, and then the whip-based smash attacks that reward your precision as well. But King K. Rool, you know, he's just this horrible, giant, unhinged crocodile villain, just this terrifying extra beefiness. I remember fighting that guy on a platform, and he's probably one of the more intimidating I've ever seen, King K. Rool. Just the scope, the look, the size. And then you think about a very sweet game, sweet, sweet game, Animal Crossing, and you get Isabelle, the adorable charm that she brings, and that, which is pretty derivative from any Animal Crossing villager. But, you know, she's a little bit tricky there. Got the ink ammo system, and you refill it as you fight. But no matter how new or old any of these characters feel, it still feels fresh. The Echoes, I think, is kind of a welcome, very creative addition to the roster as well. But just don't expect to play all of them right out of the gate. There are 74, as I mentioned. You only have 11 unlocked. The original 8 from the first Super Smash Brothers on the N64, then the 3 custom Mii fighters, if you want to make them. If you think back on the Wii, when you made the Wiis, on the Wiis you made the Miis, I mean. But it's not hard to unlock more. I would say every couple, 3 matches, you'll unlock 1 or 2. You can hunt them down in the adventure mode, the classic mode. But I would think to fill everything out, you'd need at least 12 hours of play. And there are some cheesy ways of adding guys as well. But I think for the most part, it really, when you think about the big single-player draw, is this new system called Spirits. As I said, nearly 1,300, each of which is a character or at least a recognizable thing from video games. As ubiquitous as things from Super Mario Brothers, as obscure as some Japanese-only games that didn't even make it over here. But while seeing so many spirits from all over the gaming system is cool, everything about those spirits you might feel is a little bit maybe over-designed. I don't know how to say it. I still think it works, though. The most impressive part of the spirits is the fights you have to win to collect them. Nearly every spirit has a battle specific to it, modeled after the character itself. And for example, like Snorlax being big and lazy, that type of thing. Maybe Dr. Wily will just boss rush you the whole time. But you beat those spirits, and that earns you more World of Light map, and as you go along, and I just think that, as I said, somebody said they sped through it at 24 hours, and then at the end it said they had completed 84%. I think that was on IGN. That was an article by Tom Marks on IGN. He still had 84% to go. So it's a pretty incredible game. There's a lot of depth to it. It's not just mano a mano, smash, smash, smash. We'll come on back. We'll give away a brand new game. Also, we will tell you the release dates as well. Come on back.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a game. But one more thing I want to say about Super Smash Bros. Ultimate on the Switch, and that is just today playing it and unlocked a new character, category Support Advanced, and it was a little hamster, and it said the name Rick. I had unlocked Rick, the hamster. And I thought, is this an inside job? I don't really think like my name would be a hamster name, but in Japan they did. And I'll take it. At least it's a cute character and not a hideous one, so that's probably a good sign. All right, the brand new game giving away today, Hitman 2 from Warner Brothers Interactive, developed by IO Interactive. This is available for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. This just came out a few weeks ago. I have it here for the PS4. Agent 47 returns to stalk and assassinate his prey in a series of massive, highly replayable playgrounds. What would be, here's my question, and this is how you win the game. You send the answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. The first correct answer wins the game. What would be a good name for the sequel? So there was Hitman. This is not Hitmonchan, by the way. That's a Pokemon. Hitman 2 is this game. What would be a good name for the sequel to Hitman 2? Hitman 3? That sounds pretty good. Send your answer to Rick at sportsbyline.com. But if you think about the sort of episodic experiment that they had with Hitman's Agent 47 character, you know, this one is another one where you're going around the world. And these Hitman games always kind of have a simple formula. You arrive in a new area, and you're bald, and you got the barcode on the back of your head, and then you execute your target. But here's the thing. You just don't walk up to them and shoot them on the street. No. It's got to be something that is a, well, it's just sort of like, you know, why would you do that when you could, like, get into a car chase with a guy and make him fly off a cliff, right? So some of the areas you're going to go, a racetrack in Miami, the slums of Mumbai, cocoa fields, a cartel mansion, just lots of different places like this. And you know, maybe it's funny because you pose as a real estate agent one time. Maybe I'm giving too much away. But I know a lot of people who are fans of this series will just eat them up. But I think maybe a more smaller, digestible game might have been better. I don't know. I'll let you decide if you win it. By the way, rated M for mature. Send your answers, Rick at sportsbyline.com. What would be a good name for the sequel to the game I'm giving away? Hitman 2, available. The PS4, Xbox One, and PC. I have it for the PS4 from IO Interactive and published by the same company that makes the movies, Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment. Now, speaking of movies, we got a little bit of a teaser on the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, and IGN had the exclusive first look, which this was a few days ago. There was this the official motion picture and poster, and it says, from the producers of the Fast and Furious, a whole new speed of hero, Sonic the Hedgehog. And then it has the release date, November 8th, 2019. Yes, so pretty much 11 months. We have 11 months. And so there's some video with it, and it just basically shows a blue line going and coming back. And Sonic is going to be voiced by Ben Schwartz. He's going to find himself in our present-day world. He's going to develop a relationship with James Marsden. James Marsden will be playing Dr. Tom Wachowski, and will find himself at odds with Dr. Robotnik. Dr. Robotnik, it will be played by Jim Carrey. Okay, now I'm listening. Now I want to know more. And apparently the production team behind the movie wanted to go with a more realistic take on Sonic. And you think, well, what does that mean? How do you make it realistic when he's a fictional character? Well, you could say maybe more than the cartoony version. And the first thing you'll probably notice about Sonic is that he has fur. considering what he is, a hedgehog, that's probably what it should be. And then there are the shoes and the producers of the movie. One of them, Neil Moritz, said, quote, "We looked at every different variation of what shoes he's worn, and we're trying to pay homage to that, also make it current and present day and what we think Sonic of today would wear." Neil Moritz, by the way, as I mentioned, Fast and Furious producer. Now, here's the deal. This is the way it works in Hollyweird, as you probably know already, but you can make the Sonic shoe, of course, what was it, red with a white stripe down the middle, or you can put them in some brand new Sonic Nikes or Sonic Adidas or Sonic Under Armours, whatever you are, and then make a huge deal and then spin it off for more cash. But I think probably the most challenging part of the updated design is not revealed in the teaser, and that's his eyes. And the filmmakers kind of struggled how best to depict his eyes, because most of the time Sonic is only seen with one eye. Not that he's some sort of sturgeon, but it's just because he's got the profile view. And so Tim Miller, who's the executive producer, and by the way, the guy who directed Deadpool, he said, "I don't think Sega was entirely happy with the eye decision, but these sorts of things, you go, it's going to look weird if we don't do this. But everything is a discussion, and that's kind of the goal, which is to only change what's necessary and stay true to the rest of it. He's not going to feel like a Pixar character would, because I don't think that's the right aesthetic to make it feel like part of our world." End quote. And then the question of how you represent his speed within the movie. And so post-production began about a month ago, so the special effects are still being finalized. But the director of this film, Jeff Fowler, and he's apparently the movie's resident Sonic superfan and the defender of staying true to the character, he said that he knew exactly what he wanted to do from the start. And to say here, quote, "The first thing we need to do is put limits on it. If you can do anything, nothing is special. For me, it's always about keeping it grounded and keeping it realistic. We had some time to figure out the speed, what it looks like, what it feels like for the character to do that, and how it relates to our world. Took a little trial and error, but that's animation and figuring out what the effects look like and what it does to the rest of the world around it. The speed changes over time because he evolves, because he can't do everything at the beginning of the movie. It's finding the visual language and filling out how it's going to evolve over time," end quote. Now, we'll wait, as I said, 11 months for this movie. To me, what you got to get in this is you have to get the original sounds. And I'm talking the Genesis sounds, picking up the rings, bling, having the rings fall out, and then, when you get through a stage. I wouldn't want a new, fresh spin on that. I don't know about you. I'm very nostalgic for video game sounds, like video game, especially stuff from the 80s, just to hear like a little bit of, doink, just a little bling, just a little Mario sound. It always, I don't know, my eyebrows go up. I'm like, hey, that's me, video games. So as I said, November 8th in the U.S., if you're listening in Australia, it'll be November 28th, and then it'll be Boxing Day next year, so over a year in the United Kingdom, if you're listening in England right now. All right, let's take a look at some of the new games. Now, here's the thing. We had Black Friday. Christmas is coming up. Hanukkah is done. We have Kwanzaa, Ramadan, anything else. Even people who are atheists, they still buy presents at this time of year, right? Doesn't matter. This is when you buy a lot of presents. And, of course, that's what religion is all about, is to spend money. I don't know. So this is a little bit of a quiet week, because now people are spending time with their families. You might think, no, this is when they're really beefing up. No, they sort of feel like you've spent your money already. Isn't that weird? Now, not with consoles. It's funny. You'll still see a lot of good deals on consoles. You will see a lot of good deals on games as we get closer to Christmas Day. You're going to see some two-for-ones. You're going to see BOGO, as the kids would say. You're going to see just half-off games. But new games, new games are not being released, except for the following. Donut County on Xbox One. Who is devouring Donut County? It's you. Play as a mysterious growing hole in this physics adventure game. That's on the Xbox One. Warhammer Vermintide 2 on the PS4. Warhammer Vermintide 2 is a visually stunning and groundbreaking melee action game pushing the boundaries of the genre. R-Type Dimensions on the PS4 combines the genre-defining coin-op classics R-Type and R-Type 2 with a twist. Firewatch on the Nintendo Switch. It is a mystery set in the Wyoming wilderness where your only emotional lifeline is the person on the other Firewatch tower. You know, that one looks really creepy, I gotta say. It looks intriguing. Rome Total War. This is an Android mobile addition to the classic. Hammerwatch DLC on the PS4. Be prepared to kill hordes of enemies with varied looks and features through unique environments with traps. Nippon Marathon on the Switch is a hell-for-leather physics heavy race across Japan. They mean hell-bent for leather? I think they meant hell-bent for leather. By the way, that's not only on the Switch, it's on the PC and the PS4 as well. It's DLC. Raised, R-A-Z-E-D. Raised is a lightning-fast, single-player platform racing game that's all about speedrunning. It's on the PS4. A couple more here. Syntrilaton 4096 on the Vita. In the fast-paced, high-score challenge of Syntrilaton 4096, your mission is to build combos by destroying enemies. Last year, The Nightmare on the PC. Black Sea Odyssey on the Switch, top-down shooter about hunting giant space creatures. Play as the cybernetic old man. Two more here. Miscreated on the PC, an online open-world post-apocalyptic sandbox survival game. That sounds new. And then Battle Princess Madeline on the PS4. If you yearn for a challenge with an arcade feel, a retro ambiance where you battle in a fast-paced action world, then this game is the game for you. We'll take a quick break and we'll come on back with a cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. It is the VGR.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package.
800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. Time for the cheat code. By the way, 2 days ago, I was at Nintendo in New York City, which is right there at 30 Rock, and going up to, it's multi-floor, and up at the top floor, there's this huge wall where people are playing Super Smash Brothers. It's a pretty cool store, to say the least, and kind of a holy land for people like me. All right. Let's look at the email bag, which is me clicking on the screen, rick@sportsbyline.com. This comes from Kev. Rick, I know this is old, but GTA 4 for the PS3, what about the phone numbers? I think I know what you're talking about. Yes, once you get in control of Nico, you press up on the directional pad twice. Of course, that pops up your phone. Now, if you want the health cheat, you can completely refill your health whenever you dial area code 362-555-0100. Once again, 362-555-0100. Now, if you want all your ammunition and armor to go up, Nico can get out his phone and dial area code 482-555-0100. 482-555-0100. And then if you want to unlock the advanced weapons, and why wouldn't you, the Uzi, Molotov cocktails, MP5s, dial 486-555-0150. 486-555-0150. GTA 4 PS3. This is VGR. I'm Rick Tittle. We will see you next time on the Video Game Review.